Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode... I don't know what episode it is. I always tell you guys, but I can't remember. I think it's 5. I could be wrong. I'm not really sure. But welcome, regardless, to the New Japan Wrestling Show on the unofficial WWE Podcast Network. I am, as usual, your host, Zach Downing, and I am very happy to be back here with you guys again. And I gotta say, it was a lot easier to cover 4 shows since I last recorded than the 7 or so shows that I had to cover on last week's show. So that was much easier. And I did see that there's only going to be 3 shows before I record next Thursday. So much easier, much easier, much easier, which is nicer. Don't get me wrong, I do love these tournaments. I really do. But when there is so many shows every day, basically day after day after day, it gets to be a little much. So I'll admit that I am starting to get World Tag League and Best of the Super Junior fatigue. But I was hired to give you guys info on the shows, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. So first things first, I will start with going over the shows since last week with the results, and then after that we'll break down the standings a little bit, and after that we will go to the Tag League standings and we'll break those down, and then before we get out of here we'll again do our New Japan of America breakdowns, and the Super J Cup is coming up. It is on December 12th. I'm really looking forward to that. I think you guys should definitely check that out. And the best part is if you subscribe to New Japan World, like I told you to do on episode 1 of this show, you can get that show even though it's in America and not in Japan. You will get the show with all the matches. So this is my weekly PSA. Go buy New Japan World. What are you waiting for? So, I will not stall anymore. So, our first show was on 11/28 in Fujisawa. We had Hanma and Kojima defeating Yota Tsuji and Yuji Nagata in 7/25 with Kojima a lariat on Tsuji. Oh my gosh, I have seen this match 100 times since this tournament started, and every match ends the same way, with a lariat to one of the young lions. It is driving me crazy. I've actually gotten to the point where I've been... So on New Japan World, you can either keep the show at 1x speed, or you can go 1.5 or 2x. I have been 2x-ing these shows quicker than crap. Well, when I say shows, I mean this match. I am just so tired of watching this match and it being the same thing over and over and over and over again. So I am not going to lie to you. Remember, I told you that week one too. I won't lie to you. I have been double timing that match. I am just, tired of it. It is the same dang thing over and over and over again. So our second match we had Yano and Ishii defeating the Empire, so that's Jeff Cobb and the Great Okan. I thought it was, it was such a slow match. I thought it was too long for 13:29 to go that slow, and it ended up just being a low blow finish on Okan and a pin. Just a brutally slow match. The next match was 10:34 with Chase and Fale defeating Hanar Ace, and that eliminated Hanar Ace from the tournament, from the Tag League tournament, with the grenade launcher finish. I thought that one was okay. Nothing, really too flashy. Next match, we had Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. defeating Evil and Yujiro Takahashi in 13:58. Just, I'm going to go into a little rant here, guys, and I'm sorry, because I try not to make these shows negative, but the interference in these Bullet Club and Suzuki Goon matches, and they are heel factions, so you expect some interference, but it is every single damn match. Pardon my French, but oh my goodness gracious, I am just so tired of it. And with Yujiro and Evil, they have Dick Togo on the apron, and he's got that stupid Garrett wire that he chokes everybody out with. I am just so freaking tired of it. It's just every single match, it's the same dang thing, and it's so annoying. And I also told you guys the first week I started the show, I'm not going to sugarcoat crap. Yes, I love New Japan. I think it's the best wrestling going on right now. But when something sucks, I'm going to tell you guys that it sucks. And these matches with this interference, it sucks. And I'm so tired of it. It's just every frickin' match. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm just so tired of it. And that's my rant. But golly gee, man, it's just horrible. So, anyways, Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. defeat them with the Zack Mephisto. The next match is Shingo. See how I can flip on a dime? I can be really annoyed, and then I go right back into serious. So, our next match is Shingo and Sonata versus Finjuice, with Finjuice defeating them with the acid drop. I thought this match was very, very, very good, especially the last sequence, and this was the semi-main, so a really good match. Next match, we had Yoshihashi and Goto defeating G.O.D. More interference, obviously, because it's Bullet Club with G.O.D. I thought it was okay. I don't think it was main event material. I think semi-main would have been okay. I thought the Shingo and Sonata and Finjuice match was much better. That brings us to our next show on 11/29 in Korakuen Hall. We had Hanma and Kojima, but like I said, winning with a lariat. Done with that match. Next, we had Taguchi defeating Uemura in 11/26. You know, there was some mat wrestling at the beginning, and then they kind of started getting into it a little bit. I mean, like I've been saying, Uemura isn't going to beat anybody, so not shocking. He lost again. Next match, we had El Desperado defeating Doki in 15/23. And this was an interesting match because those two are in the same faction, Suzuki-gun, and Doki actually hit Despy and choked him with his pipe that Doki brings out. And then Doki hit the Doki bomb from the top rope out of the ring, which I thought that was a pretty sweet spot. And Despy kind of took control after that and started working over Doki's leg, and that's how he ended up winning. He locked him into the stretch muffler, so that is El Desperado's kind of submission finisher. So wasn't shocked after he started working that leg over that that's where that kind of ended up. You know me, I need my water breaks. Now, our next match, we had Sho defeating Master Wato in 12/58 with the Shock Arrow. You know, I kind of wrote down it was a match, and it was. You know, I like Sho, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think he's like, I'm trying to explain this the best I can. I don't think he's like a very good wrestler, so to speak. Like, the talent is there, but it just seems like something's missing. You know, like when you see a wrestler and you're like, well, he's got the, you know, he's got the talent, and he's got the look and all that stuff of a really good wrestler, but there's just something missing. Yeah, well, that's him in a nutshell. And then Master Wato, you know, I like him, and he's only 23 and stuff, but man, he botches so much stuff during his matches. Like, it seems like he's, I don't want to say ill-prepared by any means, but you can tell he's really green, and he's not all the way there when it comes to being able to break down and set up a match, like sequence a match, how they plan a match out. Sorry, I'm kind of killing kayfabe a little bit, but that's been dead for a while. So it's like they plan a match out and they tell him this is how it's going to go, and he's just never all there on a spot, and you can tell it's a total botch, and then they kind of have to speed things up and turn it into something else to make it not look as bad. So yeah, Sho got the victory, but I thought it was an eh. The semi-main was Ishimori defeating Bushi in 15/26. Bushi attacked him before the bell, and then you know, it was a little bit of back and forth, and then Ishimori started working over the arm, and then that's kind of what he does when he wants to lock in his bone lock, which, like I said a few weeks ago, it's his submission finisher. It's kind of like the yes lock that Daniel Bryan would use or something like that. The main event was Hiromu Takahashi defeating Robbie Eagles in 26-01. Ton of crazy bumps in this match. Eagles was flying all over the place, and so was Hiromu. And then Hiromu ended up hitting the time bomb, too, for the victory. Pretty good match for a main event. Our next show was on 11:30 in Corken Hall again. And again, our first match, Hanma and Kojima defeating Tsuji and Nagata. Same old, Groundhog Day, a lariat. Our next match, we had the Empire defeating Evil and Yujiro in 13:02 with the Tour of the Islands. More interference, I wrote down. You already heard my rant later, so. Or earlier, not later. So, not much to say there. The third match was Goto and Yoshihashi defeating Fala and Owens with the GYW. You know, this was a decent match too, but still nothing really flashy. And with all these shows going one after another, it's hard to kind of, like I said, I think I'm starting to get tournament fatigue. and I do enjoy these tournaments, but when it's just show after show after show, you kind of start to get that little bit of tournament fatigue. The next match we had, as my daughter's screaming in the background, G.O.D. defeating Sonata and Shingo in 15:28. And, you know, there was a kind of a scary portion of this match where Shingo got split open. And it definitely wasn't a fake split open or like a blade job or nothing like that. He was legit busted open, and you could tell that as the match went on. I do think that G.O.D. was meant to win the match regardless, but you had the trainer checking on Shingo while Sonata's in the ring by himself, 2-on-1, and you can tell it kind of had to speed some things up, because I wouldn't call it a gusher, but it was rolling down his face. And as a matter of fact, after the match, they put a towel over his head so people couldn't see it as he walked out, and it was a pretty deep laceration for sure, and you can tell that kind of changed some things. But like I said, I do think that G.O.D. was meant to win, so I don't think it changed the outcome by any means, but you can definitely tell they weren't planning on him splitting his head open like that. Then the main event, we had Finn Juice defeating Dangerous Techers in 21:31 with the friction into the Prima Nocta. I thought this was a pretty good match for the main event. Our last show was on 12:02 in Osaka. We had Hanma and Kojima defeating Kid and Tsuji with another lariat. And, you know, I'm sure you're shocked to hear that. And then our next match, we had Doki defeating Uemura. Holy smokes, the two wrestlers with zero, one finally broke through and got two, Doki. And shocker, it was on the Young Lion. He beat him with the suplex De La Luna. Next, we had Eagles defeating Taguchi in 13:03 with the Ron Miller special. Our next match, we had Bushi defeating Master Wato in 13:15. I actually thought this was a really good match. Bushi had a pretty sweet Tope Suicido early, and he controlled the match decently early, too. And, you know, Wato got his springboard uppercut in and his usual spots that he hits, his corkscrew over the top rope. So, you know, I thought this match from Wato was loads better than his match from the previous Super Junior show. And Bushi got the win with the MX, and so, you know, Bushi's been doing a lot better than I thought he was going to do. I thought he'd end up with 6 points, probably, at the most. And so far he's at 8, and there's still 2 matches to go, so I'll have to see where we are next week when we record, but yeah, definitely very shocking there at this point. Our semi-main, we had El Desperado defeating Ishimori in 17-18. You know, this was the two heel factions members against each other again. And we had El Desperado hitting the Pinche Loco to get the pin. You know, I thought this match was okay. Just too much interference, man. It's just trying to hit each other with their belts and running into the referee and low-blowing. It's just, ugh. When you've watched four shows in a week and you're seeing this on the fourth show and you already saw it on the first three shows a ton, you're just kind of like, pull the phone out and start watching something else is what you do. And then the last match we had, Sho defeating Hiromu in 25-53 with the Shock Arrow. I thought this was a pretty, you know, decent match. You know, a lot of back and forth, a lot of high spots. And Sho got the win, and that's a big victory for Sho because Hiromu had only lost one match coming into that show, and that was against Desperado. So now he's got two losses, but he still has 10 points. So that was the show since last week. So I will pull up our standings here, and I will go with the Best of Super Junior first. Right now, we have four wrestlers at 10 points. Ishimori, El Desperado, Hiromu, Takahashi, and Sho. And then next, we have two wrestlers at 8, Master Wato and Bushi. We have two wrestlers at 6, Taguchi and Eagles. And we have one wrestler at 2, which is Doki, and one at 0, which is Yumer. So, as I've said, it's just one block of 10. So two instead of just one member is going to make it to the final, the top two people. So right now, we have, I don't see any way Taguchi is going to make it. And yeah, I'm reading right here, he's eliminated. So, but his last two matches are against Hiromu and Doki. So he'll probably beat Doki and then he'll probably lose to Hiromu. So he'll probably finish with 8. Which, you know, that's pretty good for Taguchi. He's usually always towards the top. And so, if I were him, I wouldn't be disappointed with 8. Looks like Wato, who has 8, faces Ishimori, which I believe he will lose. And then Hiromu, which I think he will lose. I think he might just finish with 8, which would put him not at a high enough amount to make it to the last round. Sho has Ishimori and Uemura. He will beat Uemura to get to 12. And I believe he's going to beat Ishimori too to get to 14. So, and you know, Sho was my pick at the beginning. So call it bias or call it whatever you want. But I really do think that he is going to be one of the two at the end. Eagles is at 6, and he's kind of just playing spoiler right now. He faces Uemura, who he'll beat, and then he faces Desperado, who I think will win. Hiromu faces Wato and Taguchi, and I think he's going to win both of those to get to 14. And then Bushi has 8, and he still has to face Desperado, who I think he'll lose, and then I think he'll beat Doki. Then he'll finish with 10, which, you know, for Bushi, that's really good. Like I said, I thought he'd get 6 at the most. So the fact that he'll finish with 10, that's a very good tournament to be proud of if I were him. So nothing to be ashamed of there, and that'll be put him right at the top. Desperado faces Bushi and Eagles. Uemura faces Sho and Eagles. He'll lose both of those. Uemura's not going to win a match, guys. It's just not going to happen. He's going to finish with 0. Doki's going to finish with 2 because he's not beating Bushi and he's not beating Taguchi. So, well, he could beat Taguchi. I wouldn't be shocked if he did beat him, but I'm not going to bet any money on it, that's for sure. And then Ishimori still has Wato and Sho. So Ishimori, he's already the champion, and I just cannot envision that he's going to win this. Because the champions never win this. They just don't. I mean, GOD and the Tag League, which we'll talk about next, they've been in this tournament 17, or 17, oh my gosh. They have been in this tournament 6 times, and they've never won it once. And they're like 7-time IWGP Tag Team Champions. So I think the final two is going to be Sho and Hiromu. I really do believe those will be the final two. And I think Sho wins. And I'm not just saying that because he's my pick from the beginning. I really think he's starting to heat up. He just beat Hiromu in the last show. And then he beat Wato the show before that. And he has to face Uemura, who he's going to beat. And then he has to face Ishimori, who I think he's going to beat. And I think when he beats Ishimori, that's going to clinch him one of the spots. And like I said, Hiromu faces Wato and Taguchi. He should beat both of those guys. That would be a shocker if he lost to one of them. It would definitely shock me. So I think Desperado loses to Eagles or Bushi, who he has left, and he's one of the people at 10. And then I think Ishimori loses to Sho, which will make him be eliminated on the last night. So I'm going to say Sho and Hiromu. And we'll know next week whether I'm right or wrong, because the next show should play out before then. So next we'll go to the World Tag League standings. We have one team at 10, which is Ishii and Yano, which I never saw that coming. I didn't think they'd get anywhere near that number, especially since Yano is kind of like a comedic comedic character. Say that 5 times fast. Next we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams at 8. Juice and Finlay, Goto and Yoshihashi, Takagi and Sonata, Taichi and Zack, G.O.D., and Okan and Cobb. We have one team at 6, Evil and Yujiro. And then we have Fale and Chase at 4, and Tanahashi and Hanari at 2. So Tanahashi and Hanari face G.O.D., I believe they'll lose, and they face Takagi and Sonata, which I think they'll lose. I think they're finishing with 2. If I had to pick one of those two teams that they would beat, I would say Sonata and Shingo. But I wouldn't put any money on that one either. Juice and Finlay face Goto and Yoshihashi. I believe they will win that one. And then they face Ishii and Yano, and I believe they will win that one. And then they will finish with 12. Goto and Yoshihashi, I believe, will beat Evil and Yujiro. And then they will lose to Juice and Finlay, like I said, and finish with 10. Ishii and Yano, I don't believe they're going to beat Dangerous Techers, and I don't think they're beating Finjuice. They're going to end with 10. I think that's as high as they're going to get. Even though they're in the lead right now, I think 10 is the highest they will go. Next, we have Sonata and Shingo, and, you know, they are on a 2-match losing streak. I picked them at the beginning of the tournament, and a lot of people said, you know, they're just a team that was kind of thrown together. But when you think about it, I'm not shocked that they've done so well, because Sonata was the runner-up in the G1. And I think Gedo, again, the booker for New Japan, is looking for something to do with Shingo. So why wouldn't you do something like this, where you have him win the tournament, or at least be a runner-up in the tournament, and then you can have him go for the tag team belts at Wrestle Kingdom. It's really coming up here soon. It's January, and it's already December 3rd as I'm recording this on Thursday night. So they're looking for something for him to do. And, you know, they face the Empire, who I don't see them winning there. And then they face Tanahashi and Hanare to end with 10. And I don't think that's going to be enough to get it done. I think with the tiebreakers, how they've lost to G.O.D. and they've lost to They defeated... Sorry, I'm trying to read this chart and they don't really mark it very well. They lost to GOD, which that's going to give GOD the tiebreaker. They lost to FinJuice, that's going to give FinJuice the tiebreaker. I mean, they've lost to teams that are at the top with them. So I think they're only going to end up with 10, and I don't think that's going to be enough. Next, we have Taichi and Zach, who have Fale and Chase, which I believe they will win. And they have Ishii and Yano, who I believe they will win. So that'll put them at 12. But this is where it gets interesting. Next is GOD, who faces Tanahashi and Hanare, who I believe they will win. And then the Empire that I think they will win. So that right there puts them at 12, and that would also put, and like I said before, Taichi and Zach will finish at 12. But GOD defeated Taichi and Zach, so they would get the tiebreaker. Next we have Evil and Yujiro at 6. They're still in it technically, but they would need a lot to happen. I do believe they will beat Ishii and Yano. And I do believe that they will beat Fale and Chase to end up with 10. But like I said, they've lost to GOD. They've lost to Taichi and Zach. They lost to Tanahashi and Hanare, which was a bad loss. The team that only has 2 points. So with tiebreakers factored in, 10 points is good, but it's not going to get them to the end. And then Fale and Chase, they're just trying to play spoiler, but they're not going to beat Taichi and Zach, and they're not going to beat Evil and Yujiro. They're going to end up with 4. Well, you know, I could see them beating Evil and Yujiro, so they're either going to end up staying at 4 or 6 at the most. And then Okan and Cobb, who have 8, I see them beating Takagi and Sonata and losing to GOD, so that puts them at 10 too, but with tiebreakers, that doesn't help them out either. So, with that being said, and you know, with all the tiebreakers that I've talked about here and kind of broke down, I think the final two is going to be, like I said last week, and I'm sticking to it, FinJuice and GOD. It's going to be a rematch from earlier this year, you know, back when things were normal in January, before all this COVID crap started. It's going to be a rematch from earlier this year's Wrestle Kingdom. It's going to be GOD versus FinJuice, and I will save who I think will win that. If that is indeed what happens, we'll kind of break down, you know, the card and stuff like that. So with that being said, you know, that's kind of that group or that bracket there, but I'm going to stick with my pick from last week, GOD and FinJuice. So, before I get to New Japan of America to close us out, this show will probably be released on Saturday, so when it is, the fourth show on December 4th on Friday, and then the Saturday show on December 5th will already happen, so I kind of want to go through those cards and just... I kind of told you when I broke the brackets down who I thought was going to win, so I'm not going to say who I think is going to win again and just kind of repeat myself. So I just tell you what the cards are quick. So on December 4th, as my very super annoying dog keeps barking very loud in the background, we have Hanma and Kojima versus Tsuji and Kid. We have Sabre Jr. and Taichi versus Owens and Fale. We have Yoshihashi and Goto versus Yujiro and Evil. We have Finley and Juice versus Yano and Ishii. We have the semi-main of Cobb and Okan versus GOD. Then the final match is Hanare Ace versus Sonata and Shingo. Then on the 5th, we have Uemura versus Sho, Bushi versus Doki, Robbie Eagles versus El Desperado, a random three-man or six-man tag of Sonata, Shingo, and Tetsuya Naito, the current double IWGP champion and intercontinental champion, versus Hanma, Kojima, and Kota Ibushi. And then we have Wato versus Ishimori and Taguchi versus Takahashi in the main event. Then the last show before I record again next week will be on Sunday the 6th. And that'll be Hanare and Tanahashi versus GOD, FinJuice versus Yoshihashi and Hiroki Goto, Yano and Ishii versus Dangerous Techers, that's Sabre Jr. and Taichi, Evil and Yujiro versus Chase Owens and Bad Luck Fale. Sanada and Shingo versus Jeff Cobb and the Great Okan. Taguchi versus Doki. Wato versus Takahashi. Sho versus Ishimori. Uemura versus Robbie Eagles. And Bushi versus El Desperado. Now, the reason they're doing both tournaments in the same show is because, like I said, when the tournament started, they do it on the first night and they're doing it on the last night and the final night. So, and by last night, I mean the last night of the tournaments are on the same night. And then the one that, once they pick the winners, that December 11th show, they'll do the same thing. So that is the schedule. And then next we'll kind of go over New Japan of America quickly. So like I said, the Super J Cup is coming up on the 12th, and that should be a very, very, very fun little tournament. I'm excited to watch that. And then, so with that being said, let me try to find... I am sorry for the dead air here, guys. I'm trying to find the results of the New Japan of America show, and I'm having a hard time finding it. Oh my gosh, guys, I cannot find it. I'm trying to find it, but I cannot find it. Oh my gosh. I am struggling. Oh my goodness gracious. It wasn't even that important, but I want to, you know, tell you guys about it. Man, I cannot find it. Well, you know what? It wasn't nothing flashy that needed to be broken down anyways, so I'm sorry for wasting a minute there trying to find it, but I did kind of want to break it down a little bit, but I can't find it, so we're not going to worry about it. So, but what I will do here is I will tell you about the card that is going to be this weekend quickly. So on Friday, December 4th, the Road to Detonation, we have the DKC versus Sterling Regal. Alex Zane, who just recently signed with WWE to be in the developmental, versus Blake Christian. And then we have a 5-on-5 elimination tag match with ACH, Carl Fredericks, Brody King, David Finlay, Juice Robinson versus Hikuleo, Tangaloa, Tama Tonga, Kenta, and Jay White. So, with that being said, as always, I appreciate you guys for listening. And if you have any questions or anything you can give me advice-wise to make the show better, or anything you want me to include in the show to make it better, please let me know, because I will not know whether you guys are enjoying how I do the show unless I get some feedback. So, with that being said, as my daughter is very excited that my mother is here, you can reach me by email at zachdowning24@gmail.com, or as usual, follow me on Twitter at njpwzach. And with that being said, thank you for listening, and goodbye, and sayonara.